Hey everyone, welcome back to the Average Guy RV Obsessions. I'm Todd, your host. This podcast is about sharing stories, the good, the bad, the funny, the frustrating, because let's be real, RV life is never boring. I'll share the lessons I've learned, the mistakes I've made, and hopefully connect with people who are just as RV obsessed as I am. So, like I said, welcome back to the podcast. If you've been with me from the start, you know I've been sharing how I first got into RVing and then how our adventures have grown and actually changed over time. So in today's episode, I'm going to go a little bit more personal, more about me. And we're kind of diving into the family dynamics of RVing and traveling, specifically how raising our twins shaped my RV obsession, or more my RV travel obsession, because let's be honest, camping with kids is a totally different ballgame than camping solo or even as a couple. And if you've ever taken your kids or grandkids on the road, you know exactly what I mean. So before we jump in, I actually want to hear from you. If you camp with kids, what has been your biggest win or your funniest disaster? Shoot me a message, email me your stories, and I might even feature them on a future episode. So, I first want to talk about the early family adventures, because kind of this is where it all started. When my twins were young, no matter where we went, every single RV trip was just, it was magic. It was incredible. Everyone looked forward to the RV trips on the weekend. So, no matter where we went, everyone was excited to go, and everyone had that adventurous attitude. The entire week was about planning for the trip, and I could see it with my kids, the excitement. Yeah, we're going on the RV, we're going in the RV, we're going to wherever campground. And the campground was really their playground. That was where they could just kind of roam and do what they wanted. So when we got to the campground, the kids, and again at the time, 3, 4, 5 years old, second we got there, hop on their bikes, zooming around the loops. And when I say loops, most campgrounds are on some sort of big loop. So you always feel safe, or at least I always felt safe about the kids making their way back and not getting too lost, because they couldn't get super lost on a loop. But they'd go around waving at other campers, saying hello, wanting to pet other campers' dogs. Within 5 minutes from arriving, they suddenly make new best friends. They'd go exploring, come back with stories, things they'd find in streams or in the woods, crawfish that they'd be chasing down or catching in the little streams. And like I said, they'd make these friends. And actually, a little funny story is, I remember at a campground one time, they made a friend, and they're like, oh, can we go into their RV? And I was like, probably not. It's a little bit weird. Maybe you should just play with them outside the RV. But that's how comfortable they would be. And they'd come back telling a story about their friends, the dogs, that were 5 campsites over, or their toys that they shared with others. And so for me as a father, this is kind of what I dreamt of. I mean, I love watching all this stuff unfold and the kids just embracing what we had set up for them. There was one campground, I remember my wife and I think it was Hillsborough State Park. I remember getting there and the kids were on their bikes and looking out. The Class A that we have had this huge front window. My wife and I popped open a bottle of Chardonnay, chill, cold. And we just sat there in the 2 captain seats and we could just watch them go around. Now, at the time, we gave the kids walkie-talkies because whenever we needed them or they needed us, they could always have the walkie-talkie. But we just sat there sipping on that glass of wine, each of us. And it kind of occurred to me as like, this is why we do this moment. They had their freedom and we were able to kind of let go a little bit and give this freedom to them. So the RV just wasn't a vehicle or a way to travel. For my kids, it was freedom. And for me as a dad, it was just pure joy. So those early years really made camping feel extremely magical. No matter where we went, no matter what the campground was like, it was magical being together as a family and giving this gift to them. So to all the parents listening, do you remember the first time your kids really got it at a campground? The moment where you saw them light up and they had this independence that they didn't have back in their house. I'd love to hear about it. Tag me in your photos or drop me a comment. I also want to say when we bought our Class A Jayco, our Class A motorhome, the focus was on traveling with the family. So we wanted to make sure that the kids each had their very own space. And that's why we got a 35-foot motorhome with bunk beds. They each had their space, their curtains, they could close it, they could have their privacy. But it really was the perfect vehicle for at the time. And it just fit exactly into what we needed. Well, as the kids grow, and they all do, it became the teenage transition. Kids grow up, and the RV experiences change. So we went from weekends to longer trips to the summer trips. And I'm finding, especially now that they're teenagers and they have their school activities, my son Will, he wrestles. My daughter does horseback. They have their friends, they have their phones, and the excitement just isn't what it used to be. Now my daughter, she'd rather stay home on her phone with her friends, not dealing with bugs, having the privacy, not having to deal with her brother, and the quiet of the home air conditioner. I mean, she'll definitely go on the trips. I'm making her go to Fort Wilderness in a few weeks. She's not happy about it because she'd rather do Halloween with her friends, but she's going. But she's definitely not volunteering to be happy. She's making me feel every single night, oh, well, my friends are doing this. Yeah, there's little digs, those little eye rolls. Now, my son, Will, he's a little different. He hasn't soured on the RV lifestyle. He's definitely not as enthusiastic. But one thing that keeps him hooked on the RV travel, and I say hooked, excuse my pun, but it's fishing. So his favorite campground is Fort DeSoto here in Pinellas County. And when I take him out there, he immediately grabs his net, his fishing rod, gets bait at the store, and he can just be out there all day, hours and hours, fishing. He loves to catch. He loves to fillet his own fish. He loves to cook. So in one way, I'm seeing his independence going from bike riding around the campground to his independence on fishing, finding things to do. And I mean, to be honest with you, nothing really beats fresh fish grilled up right there under the awning. The sites at Fort DeSoto are also spectacular as they're all set up on Tampa Bay, and the sunsets are insane. So yeah, it's one of my favorite campgrounds as well. And I know high school sports and teenage schedules are all starting to pull them in one direction, but honestly, I'm kind of holding on to this as long as I can. Even if they complain at first, I deep down think that they do love it once they get there. But we'll see when my daughter gets to Fort Wilderness. Let's see if things change. I'll definitely do a podcast from there, and I'll let you know. I still know they're going to have a blast. Some of the things that do change is with the kids' activities. I know my daughter does her horseback, and we have some shows. We will definitely take the RV to the show because it's comfortable. It's much cheaper than the hotels, and we can bring the dogs. So that's one way the RVing has changed. So we've used them for our activities as well. I've offered to my kids, you know, hey, bring a friend. Because I've heard on another podcast, oh, one way to keep teenagers engaged is tell them to bring a friend. And they'll have much more fun with a friend. Well, that's true. I've had friends come out and visit my son and my daughter, and they have a blast. But to actually have my kids invite their friends, the answer I usually get is, ugh, Dad, it's so embarrassing. No one wants to go camping. So that kind of went out the window. So to any parents of teens out there, do your kids still come on trips with you? Or have they started resisting? And if they do resist, how do you keep them engaged? Send me your strategies because Lord knows I need them. Now I want to go and shift towards traditions that still kind of hold strong. Because even as kids grow up, there's still a few traditions that I've fought to keep alive. And I've mentioned this in past podcasts. The biggest one, especially for me, is our yearly trip to Fort Wilderness at Disney for Halloween. For those of you that don't know about Fort Wilderness, I'm going to go into this in a future episode. I think the next one, it's this humongous campground. It is extremely clean. There's so much for the kids to do. I don't know. It just has that Disney magic that I've always fought against for my entire life that suddenly kind of makes sense. But anyway, that tradition still holds true to me. And I'm holding this one close to my heart. I know that this will probably be our last year. Every year we decorate the site, get in the costumes, get our golf cart out there, we go looping, sing the extensive sites that extensive energy that people have put in these sites is just absolutely mind-blowing. And you could actually, I would say Google search or go onto Facebook and look up the Fort Wilderness Halloween campers, and you will see some incredible sights that will just blow your mind. So I know that even if my kids roll their eyes now, it will eventually mean something to them. As they go older, they're going to remember this, and they're going to say, you know, I'm glad my dad made me go to Fort Wilderness every single year. So that trip has been a cornerstone of our RV family life, tying everything together year after year. But now as they've gotten older, like I said, the pull of their friends and their own independence is starting to take over. And truthfully, I do think this is going to be our last Fort Wilderness Halloween as a family for a while. Kind of makes me sad. Little tears rolling down my cheek. That does make this bittersweet. But if this is the final one, I want it to be the best one. In the future episode, next one, I'll discuss what makes Fort Wilderness during Halloween like nothing ever seen before. Audience, those of you listening, do you have an annual trip or tradition your family holds on to? And how have those traditions changed as your kids grew older? Let me know. I want to hear how other families kept that magic alive. So when I look back, it's clear my RV obsessions have always been tied to family. That's what it was all about from the very beginning. Family. How do we travel as a family? How are we together as a family? How do we see things as a family? How do we experience things as a family? When the twins were little, it was about giving them those magical adventures. Now it's just about adapting, finding ways to make the RV still matter. Even as teenage life pulls them in other directions, it's bittersweet. And I miss those days when the campground was their whole world. But at the same time, I'm also grateful because the RV is still giving us those small moments together, whether it's at a horse show, Fort Wilderness in a few months. And I even had some great experiences cleaning, washing, and waxing the RV with my son. Like I said, they look different now, but they're definitely still meaningful. And that's the truth about RVing with family. It evolves, it changes, it doesn't stay the same. But that also doesn't make it any less special. It just kind of changes. Here's the thing. My obsession with the RV as a vehicle to our adventures hasn't changed. I'm still extremely obsessed with these big boxes on wheel. Even more so. How do they work? What do they look like? These innovative layouts that change and evolve every year, all of it. So I want to ask you, how has your RV life evolved as your family has grown? Are you still obsessed with your RV like you were back when your kids were younger? Did you start with little kids and now travel with teens or even adult kids? I'd love to share your story in an upcoming episode. So, speaking of traditions, this is the third or fourth time I said it. One of my favorite episodes coming up is Fort Wilderness at Disney and other RV traditions. We're going to talk about decorations, costumes, trick-or-treating, some of the different sights I've seen, and the creativity of other campers, and why this trip has really become one of my all-time favorite traditions. So if you ever thought about taking your RV to Disney, get online years ahead, especially during Halloween, and if you see it, book it. Get that site. You can always cancel. Get the site. Again, I think we book like a year and a half or 2 years in advance just to get Halloween. Thanks again for joining me on this episode of Average Guy RV Obsessions. If you're a parent who camps with kids, or even just curious about how families adapt their lifestyle, I'd love to hear from you. Share your stories with me on Facebook or by email. And if you're enjoying the podcast, listen, please subscribe, leave that review, and share it with your RV friends and family. As this podcast grows, I'm learning, like everybody else, kind of what works, what doesn't work on a podcast, how these things fly. I do want you to stick with me because I want to evolve, and I'm giving you this backstory of my history. Excuse me, a little bit of cough. Backstory of my history because I want to get towards being all in on the RV. What I've done with this RV, how I've moved towards vintage RVs, how I still use my modern RV for camping, how I've renovated my RV, modernized it, changed it, but yet keeping with the retro traditions of a vintage RV. I really want to delve deeper into that, but I feel like there needs to be this backstory of where I'm coming from to get there and make that, you know, a solid podcast that you, the listeners, can understand. I'm super excited. Super, super excited because sharing my love for the actual RV is just something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I mean, it's kind of crazy. All my friends think, yeah, it's kind of weird, kind of crazy. So maybe you all won't understand. Anyway, I'm Todd, just your average guy with some not-so-average RV obsessions. And until next time, keep those traditions alive. Enjoy every moment, and I'll see you down the road.